Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones, and it looks as though dairy farmers could finally be starting to see some financial stability on the horizon. It's coming from the European Agriculture Committee, who have put their weight behind enforcing written contracts between milk producers and the processing dairies. These contracts would contain three key elements, namely volumes of milk to be delivered, the price to be paid for that milk, and the formula used to calculate the payment. The decision goes to European Parliament for ratification now, and if passed, would help to rebalance the power between producers and retailers, and therefore give the farmer a fair deal. It's still some way distant from the Tesco Farmers Supply Group contracts, which gives a price based on a cost of production plus a margin, but at least it's a start. Now, going back to the Royal Highland Show, and one of the big crowd pullers on the Quality Meat Scotland stand is always Lady Claire MacDonald. This year the emphasis in her cookery demonstrations was on using the whole of the animal.
I'm trying so hard with every animal we use. I'm using the ox kidney and the steak and kidney and the lamb's liver and the stroganoff. I'm using the shoulder meat, cuts that people don't seem to use enough. Last year when I was here I used lamb's kidneys, and the year before I used ox kidney, which needs long slow cooking. It's so important that we go back to using all the offal, all the bits of the animal, and next year I might have courage and use the tongue. And these are so economical.
This is going back, isn't it? I mean, my mother used to cook.
So did mine, and that's what started my love for it. But it's so important that we do too, and when times are hard financially, and they are, and they don't look as though they're going to ease up for the foreseeable future, then I think this is the imperative that we do go back and start to cook. We've had generations of supposed plenty, but in fast foods, and it's not, it's rubbish for our health. And we're doing ourselves so much better if we do eat proper, good Scottish produced meat.
And there's no doubting Lady Claire's passion for cooking with Scottish farmers' produce. It's a real infectious enthusiasm which Quality Meats Scotland have taken on board in their promotion of Scotch meat. But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.